With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Someone is watching your back when it comes to protecting people from sexual exploitation. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation named Missouri-based Kanakuk Kemps to the 2022 Dirty Dozen list of the top offenders. They accused the non-denominational camp of hiding years of sexual abuse. Among other organizations listed as putting people, especially children, at risk of sexual exploitation are Meta-owned Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Twitter, Netflix, and Google are also on the list. The full list of accusations and victories from previous campaigns is available at insexualexploitation.org. While the national news focuses on how Poland is working to help Ukrainian military forces, there are many Polish Christians leading the way in the humanitarian effort of caring for refugees. Around 2 million people have left Ukraine because of the Russian invasion. Many of them are making their way across the border into Poland. International Mission Board President Paul Chitwood spent several days at the border and witnessed firsthand how God's people are caring for those fleeing from their homeland. One example is Helm Baptist Church, where the church's pews have been moved to the pulpit area and the worship space has been filled with 200 cots where refugees spend a night or two as they make their way to their new temporary home. The church's fellowship hall has also been transformed into a food pantry where Ukrainians get a hot meal and canned goods to take with them as they continue their journey. You can contribute directly to the effort through sendrelief.org.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In his new book, Texas pastor Andrew Hebert says leadership is a high-stress calling. There are no two ways about it. Pastors have all the stresses of any leader with the added weight of spiritual burdens. Among other things, the book called Shepherding Like Jesus calls pastors to be mindful of physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritual fatigue. Hebert writes, "I never had a complete breakdown, but I often carried around a low-level depression. I often did my work without enjoying either the work, the people, or God in the process. In retrospect, however, I realized that in my weariest seasons, I deprived the church, my family, myself, and the Lord of my best ministry and deepest joy." Read the full piece at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.